Hackers accessed data records from Uber and LinkedIn in 2016 and demanded ransom. In the case of Uber, the hackers got a hold of
57 million records of both rider data and driver data, and that data included names, email addresses, phone numbers, driver's licenses.
U.S. Attorney David Anderson says Uber didn't report the hack to law enforcement right away and instead, under the company's former CEO, paid the hackers $100,000 and had them sign confidentiality agreements. Anderson says that was inappropriate.
Companies that hold our personal information are the custodians of that information, but it is still our information. And they have obligations to us to protect that information and to tell us if they have failed.
Uber did report the hack in 2017 and settled a lawsuit over the incident last year. LinkedIn reported the hack immediately and never paid the hackers. The two hackers Uber paid pleaded guilty this week in federal court, but a third has been identified and the investigation continues. Melissa Kallross, KCBS.